One more sleep to Inauguration Day when Joe Biden, former senator and former vice president, will realize a lifelong ambition and become America's 46th president and the oldest man to hold the office. He'll take the oath in the midst of a global pandemic that's ripping through his country and with a sizable chunk of the electorate rejecting his legitimacy. Outgoing President Donald Trump has not congratulated Joe Biden, he's not conceded, and he will not attend the ceremony. Kendra Burkhoff-Lame was President-elect Joe Biden's press secretary for 4.5 of his 8 years as vice president. Earlier, I asked her how he'll be feeling now ahead of his inauguration ceremony.
Well, I think he's obviously waited his entire life for this. This is something that he has dreamed of, that he has run for multiple times. He, you know, is a career public servant. You know, he first won his Senate seat when he was a mere 29 years old, the youngest to ever win that seat, and then was sworn in when he was 30 years old and legally able to do so. And so I think there's an excitement on his part, but my guess is he also knows that there is an incredible amount of work that needs to be done here. You know, we are facing a global pandemic in which an administration did nothing to help in any way, shape, or form, and in economic crisis like we've never seen before. And so I know that there are some issues that he is looking forward to putting his head down and on day one getting to work to do.
What type of leader will he be? Because he ran as a Democrat, but he said as president, he wants to be president of all of America. The problem, though, is, Kendra, not all of America wants him to be their president, and they don't recognize him as a legitimate president.
You know, I think you will see with him something that we haven't seen in the past few years, and that is someone who has empathy and who can understand what it's like to go through hard times. I'm hopeful that once he delivers his message and the American people really start to hear from him about what he wants to do and what he's trying to do. He's worked his entire career across the aisle with Republican senators to get laws passed to make Americans' lives better. It's what he started his campaign talking about way back in 2018, 19. I can't even remember. The years have sort of run together at this point because of COVID. But this is something he has really dedicated his career towards. He has really wonderful relationships with Republicans. And my hope is once he is officially sworn in and the Trump administration is gone and he is gone, my hope is that we will sort of turn the tide on the past 4 years and the rhetoric that was used and the not working together.
He has promised to hit the ground running, and he's talked about not just his first 100 days, but his first day in office. He's talked about rejoining the World Health Organization, rejoining the Paris Climate Initiative, and the introduction of a major investment plan for jobs, and of course to lead the country at a time of COVID. It is an extremely busy entree for a man, you know, coming into the latter end of his decade, his 70s.
Well, I will tell you, he has more energy than I do. I have run parade routes with him. Granted, it was a few years ago, but let me tell you, I was huffing and puffing as he was sprinting along. It was actually, I think, the St. Patrick's Day parade, actually, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I was winded at the end, and he was ready to still go strong. He has an enormous amount of energy, and I think he is invigorated by this opportunity to make our country, put our country on a path that is going to make things better for American lives.
How will he feel about the pursuit of Donald Trump now, the pursuit of impeachment?
You know, my guess is he has so much work that he needs to do starting on day one, as you talked about some of those issues of rejoining the Paris Agreement and reversing the Muslim ban, that he is just going to be putting his head down and focusing on those issues, because I don't think he has time to focus on anything else.
No, but could it be a distraction from the work that he's trying to do?
You know, again, I really just believe that he himself and his staff know that these are the things that need to be done. I think it will allow him to work on what he needs to work on.
It hasn't been the most welcoming White House for Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Donald Trump won't attend the inauguration. Even Melania Trump, it's reported, has not welcomed, as is traditional, Jill Biden to have a walk through the White House. Is this seen as bad grace now in D.C., or will people like yourself just be glad to see Donald Trump get on that plane and get out of town?
Well, I will be very glad to see him get on that plane and get out of town. I don't think that anybody thinks that this is, you know, that they should take this personal by any way, shape, or form. I think this is, frankly, you know, Donald Trump doing Donald Trump best. And so I know that Dr. Biden and the president-elect have spent a considerable amount of time in the White House and know its ins and outs really, really well, and which will make for getting to the job on day one even easier. I don't think anyone is surprised that the current president and first lady are not acting in tradition, but I think they're just sort of moving forward with what actually needs to be done.
Kendra, you worked with him for 4.5 years. What is his working day style?
He gets up in the morning and reads the news and watches the television, and then, you know, comes to the office, meets with staff, gets briefed, talks about what's going on in the world with his presidential daily briefing. It's known as the PDB. And then there's really no day like the next. And so, you know, he will be working to combat all these issues that he's facing through all of his various staff that are coming in. I'm sure he'll be having multiple meetings a day about, you know, climate change and immigration and COVID. I think, you know, no typical day for sure.
Is he a delegator? Is he a controller?
You know, he surrounds himself with people that he trusts. There's no way that one person can do all of the work. So there will be an incredible team that's going to be surrounding him, that'll be taking all the pieces. But at the end of the day, you know, he will be making the final decision.
And that was the former Biden staffer, Kendra Burkhoff-Lame, talking to me a little earlier. It's 8:30.